There is, perhaps, no passage in naval history of deeper interest than the following account of what then occurred. The officers of the ship ran on deck. I, with others, ran to the stern windows to see if anything could be observed of the unfortunate man. We'd scarcely reached them before we noticed the lowering of the jolly boat, in which was my late neighbour, Hardy, with a party of sailors, and before many seconds had elapsed, the current of the strait, which runs strongly to the eastward, had carried the jolly boat far astern of the frigate, towards the Spanish ships. Of course the first object was to recover, if possible, the fallen man, but he was never seen again. Hardy soon made a signal to that effect, and the man was given up as lost. The attention of every person was now turned to the safety of Hardy and his boat's crew. Their situation was extremely perilous, and their danger was every instant increasing from the fast sailing of the headmost ship of the chase, the Terrible, which, by this time, had approached nearly within gunshot of the Minerve. The jolly boat's crew pulled might and main to regain the frigate, but apparently made little progress against the current of the strait. At this crisis, Nelson, casting an anxious look at the hazardous situation of Hardy and his companions, exclaimed, "No, it shall not be. I shall not lose Hardy. Back the mizzen topsail."